Welcome to the Wallace Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, and maybe in a month or so we could call it the award-winning Aftercast. We don't know. It's the podcast is up for an award inside of our industry, but I think I might have like submarined us, Rock, and Gavin, I'm sorry.
I'll figure.
I know. I'm definitely self-sabotaging, because it's up for this award with a bunch of other like Christian podcasts, and I didn't pick like the most flowery or the most Christian thing that we do, which would have been playing to the room and the judges. I wanted a reality, like a real version of the show, and so there's a good rant in there.
Nice.
Okay.
What?
Let me say something, because this kind of reminds me of a rant that you'll get on.
Yes.
That, you know, the left side will go one way, right will go
right,
another way.
Right.
You're doing the same thing.
How do you think?
Because you don't want to play to the crowd. You don't want to like fit the mold.
Sure.
So you go the complete opposite and put a rant in there.
Yeah.
You'll put anything that's pushing the envelope.
Well, I
just to prove a point.
Well, no, there's some truth to that. Yeah. I did not alter the Aftercast. I took one as is, and it happened to be it was a good day. It was a good day. There was a rant on there, but there was actually, the rant actually did have like kindness and a point to it as well too. So there was some redeeming.
So you're admitting that sometimes there isn't a point.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes no. Most times no. No. So, but it's not what the normal, what everyone else was going to put forth in that, like the happy,
no.
Just overly Christian podcast world that we, you know, live in. And so, because the show, like the podcast isn't that, you know, I did want something that was reflective of what it is on its good and on its bad, you know. So it'll be interesting. If we win this thing, it'll be a miracle. But still kind of cool if it happens, because then it's like, oh, okay, maybe people are ready to break some of the mode inside, break the model inside of the Christian media world a little bit.
Yeah, these days I think that there's probably an audience out there that is ready to kind of like be smacked on the head by stuff that's not just, you know, uber duber lovey dovey Christianese, hopefully.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We'll keep you posted. But anyway, this was an interesting story. There's a teacher that, you know how you have an email signature at the bottom of your email? Like, did yours say anything, Rock?
No, but yours is always, thanks for getting what we do. And I'm like, I've been doing it for 15 years.
Well,
so
that's not
it.
For you guys. That's just for like other people. Like I tend to, if I've interacted with somebody more than once, I delete it so they don't get it like all the time. But yeah, it just saves me time. But there was this teacher that was putting John 3:16 in the email signature, and the district says, no, you can't do this. Her lawyer says, well, yeah, we can. So it's a Virginia high school teacher, and she's challenging being required to remove the Bible verse from her work emails. She had it, I guess, had it for years and hadn't had a problem, but now I guess someone had a problem with it. So it's going to, of course, go to court. The lawyers for the Christian Legal Group and legal counsel where she's from said that this is amounting to religious discrimination, and this is where it gets interesting, because she says her colleagues are permitted to put all kind of private expression and secular viewpoints in their messages.
Mm-hmm.
They could put namaste if they're into yoga.
Yeah, that's not fair.
They could write anything they want to there, and including the use of preferred pronouns. Like, they can do all of that. I mean, because the LGBT thing. Thing. I'm getting to the point where I'm like, that is a religion. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
It operates like a religion, you know? And so it's like, they could do anything, but the minute you bring God into it, it's like, no! And do you think we have a problem because we've taken God out of everything? I do. I think that's one of our biggest fundamental problems, is we've removed him, and no wonder people are lost and dying and broken.
Well,
you know?
Because they're looking for that joy and that peace in things that the world can offer, and of course that's always going to leave you empty, feeling empty. And so, the more we push away from it, the more self-sabotage we're doing to ourselves.
The district says they don't prohibit personal expression by teachers. But see, to me,
then she could change it to God died for your sins. Jesus died for your
sins.
That's
an expression, not a verse, maybe. But no, I think the minute she says God, it turns it into religion. If she said it died for your sins, probably good. Ooh. Or like, what are God's pronouns?
Or he died for your sins.
They died for your sins.
They died. If he said they died for your sins, it'd be good to go. You know, that's the crazy thing of all of this, where
it's not right.
We cater to everyone else's expression of identity or whatever they want, and then anytime you mention God or Jesus, it's stripped out of it. And that, again, that's the problem.
And too, if they had done this with someone who was putting a he, him pronouns, or someone who was putting,
through the roof.
Buddha be with you or whatever. Like, if they were trying to take that out, you wouldn't hear the end of it. You'd be like, they have the right to self-express.
Right.
Well, the same for this woman.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of where we've gone wrong recently. When Taylor Swift, I think you'll like this, Rock, and probably you, Gavin, maybe even more as a dog person, but Betty just has a big heart for animals. When her Era tour kicks off in Florida this week, there is a rescue shelter that wanted to raise awareness, and so she's coming there, so it's a big thing that people are talking about, and so they named four of the rescue dogs after Taylor Swift songs, hoping to get them adopted.
Cute.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Can you think of a Taylor Swift song that would be a good name for a dog, like off the top of your head? Because I couldn't think of any of these. I didn't know these.
No. I mean, I'm thinking there's Love Story.
Yeah.
Does she have a song named Never Willow?
She does.
Never
And that's
back
one of them.
Together.
Okay.
You notice Gavin's face. He's like, doesn't she have a song?
I couldn't.
It's escaping.
He's going to knock out the next three.
I could not sing that song to you.
Sure.
I just remember that being a name.
Is it Willow? I'm pulling this out of thin air. I don't know.
Was it on the same album as Karma?
Is Karma one of them?
Karma's one of them.
I didn't know that was a song of hers.
Marjorie.
She has a song named Marjorie?
And this is the one I didn't know, but I really thought Betty would get. And we have to look it up now. I should have looked it up ahead of time. I'm mad that I didn't. Betty.
She has a song named Betty.
Yeah. Named the dog
Came
Betty.
2020.
She must have a song named Betty.
I need to look and see.
I know. I've never, because now Betty's going to be a Swiftie.
No.
It's got my name in it. We can make a bed of it, and it's like all Betty.
No.
All Betty all the time.
Live from the official music video. Okay, here we go. Let's give this a listen to. Oh, we got an ad.
Put your mic on it so we can hear it.
Yeah, I will once this ad is over with. Oh, wait. Another ad.
Oh, for the love.
The two ad system on YouTube is just.
Here we go.
Death. We're getting to me. At least we can skip them. Now you got to get it closer.
Betty, I won't make assumptions about why you switched to homeroom, but I think it's because of me.
Ah.
Betty, one time I was riding on the skateboard when I passed your house. It's like I couldn't breathe.
Oh, okay. I've never heard this song before. I don't know if we're going to get nailed for copyright, so we got to stop it. But Betty, I don't know why you switched your homeroom, but I think it's because of me.
So is this like from the guy's viewpoint?
No, I think this is Taylor Swift being a bully. Maybe like
she was a bully to Betty.
Yeah, I think she's a mean girl.
I knew it all along.
Yeah, I think she's a mean girl.
She's like, I've always felt bullied by that girl.
Yeah, we'd have to look up the lyrics, but it might be from a guy's standpoint. But I think it's more of a girl to, you know, like she, like back in the day, she wrote that one song, 16, and it was kind of her talking to her 16-year-old friend in one of the, I allegedly.
You heard the rumors from Inez.
You can't
believe a word she says most times, but this time it was true. The worst thing that I ever did was what I did to you. But if I just showed up at your party, would you have me? Would you want me? Would you tell me? Oh, never mind. Oh. Can't say that.
She's not the same old Taylor from back in the day.
Or Lee. I don't know if I
can't
say that too.
Either. Wow, Taylor.
And I told you it was just a summer thing. I'm only 17. I don't know anything, but I know I miss you. Well, I don't miss you, Taylor.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
I still don't know what's going on, but I don't know if I really care anymore.
And neither do I. And normally, I don't know what's going on in Taylor Swift's songs, and I want to keep it that way.
But Gavin's over there. Is it? Maybe
I got
Willow?
One right.
Is it? I
got
know.
One right.
I can't be right.
He's like, I'm trying to remember from my Taylor Swift class in college, but I don't right now.
What is it? Like the University of New York has a Taylor Swift. They were actually doing a Taylor Swift class on her, on like that one, yeah. one song of hers.
It's funny because I've heard other colleges do things like on Bruce Springsteen or the Beatles. And if I was at that school, I'd be like, oh, that'd be so much fun to take. That'd be great. When I hear Taylor Swift, I'm like, vapid. But like, it would be cool as a kid to have that as your class, but your parents, if they're paying for your school, would be like, you got to be kidding me. Like, I took in one semester, I took badminton, photography, and windsurfing.
Nice.
Like, wow. That was how I finished out my school because I saved all my electives to the end. Yep. I wanted to have fun. And that was the best half year of college, the best semester of college ever. But I was paying for it. My parents didn't have to put up with that nonsense.
Yeah, it's like you paid for yourself to
take
the fun class.
I paid to learn how to windsurf. I paid to learn how to do photography, and so good.
That brings me to my story. Can I go to that?
Oh, please, go ahead.
So more and more parents are stepping in to help their adult children financially and to their own detriment. Oh. So many parents admit to digging into their own retirement savings,
what?
Emergency savings,
nope.
or putting off paying off their own debt just to help a child.
Wow.
To help a child, was it go to college or just in general?
In general.
Oh, wow.
I know some people that, like, they are my age, and then they had student loans that they were paying off for their kids, and they still had student loans on their college.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's, wow.
Wait, the parents had student loans
on their
the
own college, and their kids had student loans, but they were paying their kids' student loans. So they had, like, five student loans. That's crazy.
I know there's a... It's a friend of a friend, but she is living at home with her mom, her single mom, who is already on disability, so she doesn't work, mm-hmm. and now this daughter of hers is not working either,
mm-hmm.
and she already has a child, so the child has come with her, and nobody's working, and this mom is having to pull out of her 401k to help pay for groceries.
Oh,
because
this
daughter's not doing anything.
That's sad. You do what you got to do for your kids, but sometimes your kids have to learn tough lessons as well,
yeah.
you know. Although my daughter, my wife asked my daughter because we had to switch her off of our insurance. So she's getting her own insurance through her company now because that's part of growing up. And it's funny, my daughter's 24 and she's like, so now wait, the government says I can be on your insurance till I'm 26. So why are we switching it now? I'm just curious. I'm like, because you have the option to get your own insurance and you're an adult. Oh, okay. I'm like, yeah.
Like, I don't get that.
Yeah, part of the free ride is it's coming off in increments. But like, so she went to the doctor, I guess, the other day, and Marty had asked her, you know, hey, did you get a bill for that? And she was like, no, I don't think so. And she's like, you should have gotten a bill for that. Marty couldn't figure out why. And she started looking into it. And then she was like, so did you give him like your credit card when you went there for the appointment? She goes, yeah, I think so. They asked me for that. I'm like, oh, well, they charged your, Marty's like, they charged your credit card for the visit. She's like, it's on your credit card or your debit card. She's like, oh, and I'm like, oh, that was a good lesson for her. Only to find out that my wife goes, oh yeah, but I sent her the money. I'm like, what do you mean you sent her the money? Like,
no lesson
learned.
Sent
her the money for
the doctor visit. Yeah.
Because she probably had to pay more because she didn't give them her insurance.
No, she just had to pay whatever the visit was.
The copay?
Yeah, I guess.
But what?
50 or 75
so why
bucks.
Did
that should
her
be her
wife,
insurance pay.
Yeah, why did your wife?
I don't know. Like, I think she was just kind of like, oh, I'll just absorb that for her just to be nice, you know, or whatever. That's the problem. Like, and I'm finding this is the problem as an adult, like with Haley. She's saving her money and she's doing well. Like, she's not hurting. The kid's like doing well.
Right.
And she's working hard and she's saving money. But I think Marty, like, that's Marty's way of like giving her a treat, like, and paying that bill. Or like, sometimes I'll Venmo her money to go do something fun for the day. Like, hey, go have breakfast on me or whatever, you know, just as a nice thing. And I think that was Marty's version of like taking the stress off of her. Like, here, I'll absorb that for you. But it's like, that's like a bill, not a fun thing, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's murky. It's so murky. It is.
Who set up her insurance for her? Like, y'all took her off your insurance. Who set up her insurance?
She set up her insurance, but she asked us questions for it because she doesn't know what, mm-hmm. like an HSA account is and all that. Yeah. Like it's you have to learn that. And so like that's part of being a parent. You got a teacher. Mm-hmm. But she set it up and she called the things that we didn't know the answer to. She had to call like her company and figure it out and stuff. But yeah, but then there was a thing like... It's, again, murky.
Is it?
That's a great question. Is it? like
because if you had a son,
right,
you'd be like, I don't know if you have insurance or not, but you're gonna have to figure it out.
Yeah, don't cut anything off. So my wife is like, I can't go till September not seeing Haley, so I'd probably go in the summer to see her. I said, oh, that's fine. That's a good idea. Just whenever. And then we were talking to Haley, and she's like, Marty asked her, said, well, would you like to come home on one of your time off, like when you have your two back-to-back days? And Haley's like, yeah, I would love to come home. That'd be great. And so I'm like, okay, so instead of Marty flying down there, you know, Haley's going to come here. But then Marty's like, yeah, and so we'll look for airfare. I'm like, wait, what? Oh, man.
Did y'all talk about this?
No.
About buying
a
ticket?
But I can't say anything because I bought a couple big ticket items recently. And so I just smile. I'm like, if she wants to do something nice for the kid, I can't say anything, you know, right now. And so I think she meant let me look for the airline tickets, and I think I'm gonna end up paying for it. I think
isn't that what marriage is though? Is communication?
You mean instead of like Haley paying?
Yeah, exactly. Like I thought if Haley was gonna come home, she'd pay for it. But then I know I would give in too because I want to see her, and it's like, oh, come on home, we'll pay for it. Like I definitely know that we treat her better than I could, like, would have been treated as a kid. You know, I would have had to drive home.
If she gets married and she wants to come and see y'all, but
that's on her. That when you get married, you're totally done.
But
honest, truthful.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. What
unless
you
they
say,
get off,
but it doesn't matter what your opinion
right,
is.
Right.
It matters what Marty's opinion
right.
is.
I think when she gets married, she will be cut off like for 90% of things. There will still be things I know Marty will want to treat her with. Hey, let's go shopping and go. Because like we had this conversation the other day. Our friends moved out to be near their daughter, and so now whenever they go to dinner with their daughter and her boyfriend, Molly and Greg always pay. And they're like, yeah, we can't pay for you guys every time we go out because they see each other a lot. Mm. And like when you're traveling and visiting, you would be there. It's vacation dad. You'd pay. And so they're like, yeah, we can't pay all the time. Mm-hmm. And like her boyfriend is, you know, working full time. And so he can pay and he's not a freeloader. He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. But it is funny too because I know Marty was planning on paying for Haley's because Marty asked Haley, hey, do you want Spencer to come with you or do you want this just to be you coming home? Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, it'd be great if Spencer, you know, saw Nashville. And Marty goes, that's fine, but I'm not paying for a ticket for him, which means, oh, yeah, she in her head was paying for Haley's. I'm just processing that right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So anyway.
So do you think now Spencer will come?
I think so. Which I don't mind. I like
the kid.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, I like the kid. And for me, honestly, like I want to be around him more because as they get more serious, like I want to know more about him, you know, and I want to vet him, if you will, you know, and stuff like that. So,
well, back to this topic that I was talking about. While it may come as a natural inclination to some parents to do whatever it takes to help
your
child.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, it is.
When it comes to financial help. But Bankrate's senior industry analyst Ted Rossman advises against it, saying paying for your child's bills can enable bad behavior or stunt an adult child's behavior.
Absolutely. I agree with all of that.
So boomers and Gen Zers disagree on what age you should become financially independent. Now, Gavin, I want you to give me an honest answer.
Yeah.
Honest.
Yeah.
Not what you think Wally wants to hear.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
When it comes to car insurance, when do you think you should be responsible for paying your own car insurance?
When you have a car.
Yeah.
So that's tough. I think if you are out of college and making your own money, then you will absolutely take over your insurance. Because I know plenty of people who like went through high school and even college where their parents were paying for their insurance because insurance isn't just, you know, it's not just $20-$30. Like it's a really solid number. So I think you should probably be around 22 or 23 at the latest.
What if they have a lot of student loans for a film degree?
Yeah. That's when I took over.
Yeah.
The car insurance payment was when I moved out here. Like, once I had this job and I got out here and I had my first car, then my dad didn't even say, I'll take care of the insurance for the first like couple years while you're out there. Like, it was just something that I took over right away. Right. So I think.
Wally.
I hope I do.
Gavin is saying 22, 23. What would you say?
Yeah, I think when you, like, say you buy a car and you're paying for it, yeah, you should pay for the car and the insurance. Absolutely.
Now, what if they're 16 years old and they bought
them? No. When you're an adult, when you're out of the house. Yeah.
When you're out of the house.
Yeah.
So like, would you agree with 22, 23?
Yeah. I mean, if you're out of the house. Yeah.
If you had a son.
If I had a son when he was 8, he should be paying his own way.
I want you to be honest.
No, seriously. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Like when you, I think for me, like the car thing is when it's more, when you are financially stable, you know, because that's one of those costs that I know I still pay the insurance on Haley's. I do. Because. Well, it's not a great reason. Like, because it's the car I own, actually. Like, she didn't buy that car. Mm-hmm. We bought her that car years ago. Mm-hmm. But we actually bought it from Marty and then transferred it down to her. Mm-hmm. And so I've just always paid the insurance on it just because. And I know that has to stop, you know. And so.
And yeah. She's how old?
24. Yeah. I wanted her
to. So you actually would say later in life.
Yeah. See, her first year of college or of working, she was doing the college program at Disney. So she was making no money and she's still not making great money. I think that's part of my problem is she's trying to work in a creative field and you just don't make money in that. And yet, you know, and so I'm also trying to keep her from putting me in a home one day when she can.
So there's strings attached
absolutely,
to this money.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's.
So that's a unique situation. So you as the older adult would say 24, maybe even when Haley turns 25, she may still be under insurance.
Yeah, I could still be paying for
maybe
the
she'll be 32 and yeah. you're still paying
no,
for insurance.
No, it can't be. It can't.
What if she's teaching theater at a local high school and she's not making a lot of money?
Those are usually decent
jobs. How are you going to tell her no? How are you going to tell Marty no?
I don't know. No, I don't feel she's in her career yet. I think that's what's bothering me. I think that's my delineating factor. If she's not married and she's not in her career, mm-hmm. She's trying to get into her career, mm-hmm. and so I think I would be, I'm full disclosure. I'm probably holding on to this way too long. I probably should have let her start doing.
Well, typically, a boomer, which you're not as old as a boomer, but you act like one.
Yeah.
Boomers typically say a kid should start paying for their car insurance by 19 years old.
Oh yeah. My!
Whereas Gen Zers, which is what Gavin is, 22.
Yeah.
Was that what that was around your what you said? A cell phone bill. Is Haley, your daughter, on your cell phone
plan?
She
is. Yep.
Okay.
I have everybody on the cell phone plan.
Why is that?
We keep transferring the three phones each time, mm-hmm. you know? And so, yeah, I haven't taken her off that cell phone plan. And I get a better deal with the three. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's just been, she's benefiting from the hard work that I do. I'm easing her into adulthood, which maybe isn't the best thing. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
So what age would you say is it okay for a child to start paying for their cell phone bill?
I mean, honestly,
she
should be paying for it now. Honestly,
it's the same world, 22, 23. Like,
yeah.
I would say even earlier than that.
Yeah. I mean, like, that seems like a bill you could front. Like in college or while you're,
it's easy for me to
young.
Say because I'm not a parent, but I would say like as you're 18.
Yeah, but you had to do that. Like that's the crazy thing. Like I did all of this myself. Like I paid for all my college. Yeah. I put myself through everything, and like I had all my bills early. You know, and I was used to it, and I struggled. You know, and I think there's part of me that's like. I know a little bit of struggle is good. Like a little bit of struggle is good. Crippling struggle is not healthy, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I try to balance that, you know? And again, I definitely think I'm leaning too far to the side of helping too much for sure.
Well, there are three tips to help your adult children become financially independent.
I love it.
So if you have a child in your life that needs to be more financially independent.
Give me all three. Are there five? Can we have five?
There's three actually. Okay. So here's the first one. Align your budget with your partner. What that means is if your wife, let's just say hypothetically, you're on a conversation, a call with your daughter, and your daughter's like, yeah, I would like to come home. And your wife is like, great, we'll look up the airfare and get you a ticket. Well, that's not being on the same page.
Right.
So you make sure that you're on the same page with your significant other.
Yeah. We're not. We're on different things. And it's partly my fault, true, in all of honesty. Like, because my wife has drawn a hard line on something before, and I'm like, oh, really? Come on. Like, just I'll get it for her. You know, like, and so I'm just as bad. It just, we take turns being bad on different things. Because, like,
it's okay, because if you're both doing it,
right? Haley still wins.
Yeah. Haley's the biggest benefactor.
Yeah. Because I'll draw the line on something for sure. I'll be like, no, absolutely not. And then, like, later, I'm like, nuts. I got you, Boodle. It's fine. I call her Boodle. Like, it's okay, Boodle. I got you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, second tip. Set expectations with your child. This means set a specific dollar amount within a set time frame.
Yeah.
So don't, like, all of a sudden just drop them and not give them any warning. You say, hey, your birthday's coming up. You're about to turn 30.
Yeah.
So
you're 74 now.
I am going to take you off my cell phone bill.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to be responsible for that. But you have 2 months now to figure out what you're going to do. You could have that same conversation with, like, they're living in your home and you're like, you're covering all the rent and everything.
Right.
And say, listen, I'm going to let you live here rent free for 2 more months.
Right.
But after that, you're going to have to start paying me this amount.
Yeah. I think that's a really good idea. Like, I should take, like, say, the car insurance and go, okay, hey, look, because I've got her on my cell phone. I have the contract for my cell phone thing. So when that one's up, as God is my witness,
I will not stick to what I say.
Well, because when that one's up, she'll be 27 by that point, I think. 26, 27.
Yeah, she's still your little baby girl.
No, she's on her own.
27-year-old Boodle.
She's still your little Boodle.
Boodle
but Daddy, I still haven't found my career yet, and I need help.
She might be married by then, too. So, like, again, once she gets married, it's all off
of me.
It's
a big win for you.
All of it. Every bit of it.
I need to write down this date.
No, that's
true. Because when she does get married.
No, that's it. I will still pay for little treats for her and things like that.
Little
for
treats.
Sure.
What's considered a little treat?
I don't know.
A vacation to Hawaii.
Yes. Yes. That.
But you did cut her off for a vacation later this year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
You still going to stand by that?
Oh, yeah. She's not going. No. She's not going on that one.
Like, she can't possibly
go. No, there's no possible way. It's done.
Marty already made sure that she's going.
No, we're doing something next year, though. No, but I think that's a good idea. It's like, set it in increments so you don't just give them sticker shock.
Yeah, for sure. And then finally, have a conversation sooner rather than later. So stopping the payment of their bills before you both talk about it can cause resentment, and you don't want that to happen. So if you're putting off that conversation for too long, you're going to dread it more and more, making it where you're not going
to
do it.
Yeah.
So
I would like to ask her. I'd like to ask her, hey, what do you think of all the bills that I still have for you? And I guess I have she doesn't have a car payment because the car is paid for. So, I mean, that's a gift. Her college was a gift, you know, and so, like,
the car was a gift or college was a gift?
Both. I mean, that was a gift for her in that, like, you don't have debt now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so,
it's a huge win.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we wanted to set her up for when she did get married and when she started a life that she wouldn't bring debt to the table. Mm-hmm. And
you didn't want her to work for 10 years hard work paying that off?
Right, exactly.
Learning lessons every month about?
I did. And I didn't want her to do that because I wanted her, because I knew she was in a creative field and she's not going to make a lot of money for million years, if ever. and so, like, I wanted her to be able to not have that stress going into a marriage, you know? And so that was the
justification. So you're going to ask her.
I would ask her, hey, what do you think it's fair or what would you want to take on first? You know, because I don't think she has any concept of how much the insurance is or things like that.
Or the things that you're covering. She may not.
Because I'm trying to think of what I cover. I cover insurance and her cell phone. And then she does have a gas credit card.
What?
I don't know that she.
Does she have access to your credit card as well for the toll roads?
That's on all of ours.
Yeah.
We all have that.
Yeah, that's smart. Those things stink.
We all have that. Like,
yeah,
it's on all of ours.
By all, do you mean
Marty's and mine? Yeah, we're all in the same account for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
does she get like a little special something, something like
she get like a cupcake week? Every morning?
No, 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 no. I haven't sent her.
So you've got her car insurance, yeah. Her cell phone bill, yeah. And then her gas money.
I think so. I think what? She's still using our card for gas. Yeah.
I guess like the conversation would have to be interesting where you say, hey, which like what do you personally think at this point in your life, not even taking, you know, it's like taking, let's say, career and life situation out of the equation. Right. Like, what do you think would be the right thing for you to start covering and paying for? And hey, if that's not something you quote unquote can get to yet, what would you have to change to be mm-hmm. able to? Because there is always the world of, you know, going out on weekends and doing DoorDash. There's getting a coffee shop job for the hour. And it's like, it is hard. And I say that as someone who, like, I am capable of only working my job and then my wife works her job and we can cover all of our stuff. But there are people out there who do work two or three jobs and get their weekends taken away to cover things.
And you saying that, like, my parents were like, we want you to build credit. So you need to have these bills because they're going to see that. And then you're going to be able to buy a home, buy a car, all this stuff. And you won't need us to co-sign for anything. Mm-hmm. So they took me off everything. And then I started paying for everything. But I moved out and got my own apartment. But I was working full time at the daycare and I wasn't making anything, like $7.50 an hour. And I had to pay for my own health insurance because they didn't offer it. And then,
did you ever just not have health insurance though?
No, I always had it because my parents were like, you have to have it.
Oh, that's
like,
interesting.
That was a rule.
Because in my head, I've had times, where, like obviously in between college and this job, there was like a year where I kind of forget. With the military, there is like a weird lack of going to 26 on insurance.
Right.
So I think I might have still been on it when I graduated.
I never did, but I did have times where I was having two jobs. So I would work overnights here and I would go back home. And then there were nights where I worked at a tanning booth salon.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
I did that for a while. Like, but that's because I couldn't make my rent.
Right.
I was working here and I couldn't make my rent. Right. So my parents were like, got to find something else.
Yeah,
so,
like she makes her rent. She makes all of her groceries. She makes all of her spending money or whatever. Like she's good with money. Why would she not be? She's saving it all. No, but like she doesn't go out and spend money on things. She's
a homebody.
Yeah, she is. She likes being at home and she'll go thrifting for clothes and stuff like that. So she is consciously aware of what she spends.
So maybe she's already good at setting herself up for taking one of these things.
Oh, she actually could. The one that makes the most sense to give her would be the gas. Like right away. Like that's the one because you're doing it every week.
Yeah.
And it's about just a reminder.
It's over $100 a month. So it's like a responsible, like you have to be responsible with that. Because some bills, like if you were like, you know what, you got to start paying your Netflix bill. And it's like, that's $15 an hour a month.
Yeah.
So, but giving her something where it's, you know, triple figures, then like that does demand more responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's a good conversation.
Will it change?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see.
Our little boodle.
Marty
just a little
won't
bit of boodle.
Me.
Boo daddy.
Boodle McNoodle. I know.
Boodle McNoodle.
Oh, that night. Kid. Love that kid to death.
We can tell.
Oh, I do. I do. I miss her. I'm so excited.
You're seeing her
next
soon.
Week. Next week.
Yeah.
Nick, the end of next week. Like, we have a work trip this weekend.
Oh, we should
weekend.
Have this conversation when you return from seeing her.
Can you track how much you spend?
She'll
for
be
her?
With Vacation Dad. That's,
oh, yeah, Vacation
that's
Dad
different.
Is different.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's probably saving up a bunch of other things. Yeah. Just, Daddy, I saw this, and I saw this.
Well, she sent again. She sent Marty a picture of her at Target in this pair of like flared jeans, and she's like, "Love." And then Marty was like, "Oh, those are super cute. You should buy them." And she's like, they're $29 or whatever. So nah, it doesn't work in the budget, and so she didn't get them.
She's got a budget.
Yeah, and so she didn't get them. I was proud of her.
But that works itself into the Vacation Dad budget.
I know, but then I was like, oh, Venmo. I'm like, why? I haven't done it in a while, and I Venmoed her. I said, hey, treat yourself today, because I knew she'd been working hard.
Okay,
and so I said, treat yourself today, and she's like, I instantly went and bought those.
Listen to me.
What?
Listen
did
to
she?
Me. I'm speaking to you as an only daughter, just like Haley is.
Yeah.
One that has my parents' full love and attention.
Yeah.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know how to play them.
Oh, I know. And I know she does. Like, I know.
So then why do you fall for it? You know she sent that
absolutely.
Photo.
Oh, absolutely.
Just so you
I
could
know.
Buy the G.
Look, this is like okay, in this
you know
scenario,
what this is? This
I'm
is
like
that
God.
Syndrome where you I'm get like kidnapped God. And then you end up liking your kidnapper.
Was it Munchausen syndrome or whatever?
Something
no.
like that.
No.
That's this.
Yeah. No, this is like I like God knows what we need and want.
Stockholm.
And he just Stockholm syndrome. He just wants us to come to him to ask. I'm the same way. I know what she's doing. I want her to, you know, to interact and come to me and ask or whatever. And then sometimes I like to surprise her like God does with us. He surprises us with something we didn't expect. She wasn't expecting it. She was probably.
Was she really surprised?
I think she's sitting over there all calculated. And
because no, if you hadn't said it, really, she would have been like, oh, my daddy didn't send me them $30.
No. If she had really, really wanted it, she would have sent the picture to me. Like, if she really wanted me to pay for it, she would have sent it to me because she does that. I do know she does that because she knows when Marty, she knows what to go to Marty with and what to go to me with. And because Marty won't play, like when it's like shopping stuff, Marty doesn't play that at all. She's like, oh, cute top, you should buy it. Yeah, like, and she, Marty will never cave on
that's
that.
That's amazing.
I cave on that.
Trust me.
What? Yeah.
You may think you know your daughter. But you do not.
She's smart.
You do not.
Yeah. I know. All right. Well, that's enough
this
about
has
my
been
life.
Fun.
Yeah, I know. That's enough about my life. I'm
but
so glad
people
my wife
learned
doesn't
from
listen.
It.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, I didn't.
She's well loved.
She is well loved. That
that's
is
what we've
true.
Learned.
I hope that's the takeaway. I even told her, like, I said, hey, I'm coming down, you know, next week. I'm like, get ready to be spoiled. She's like, oh, goody. All right, that's going to do it for your Aftercast. Thanks for being a potty.